cattle futures closed lower Friday amid a risk-off day in equities. Counter-seasonally heavier carcass weights are moderating the impact of less cattle slaughter, according to LMIC. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of April. Cattle futures sank lower Friday with pressure, including the bounce higher in grain futures, more cases of bovine influenza A virus in dairy cattle, and struggling outside markets. Live cattle futures closed an average of $2.39 lower, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.27 lower. Week to week on Friday, live cattle futures were down an average of $1.39, and feeder cattle futures were down an average of $3.25. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from slow on light demand to moderate on moderate demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, FOB live prices were $2 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $182 a hundredweight, $1 to $2 lower in Kansas at $182, $3 lower in Nebraska at $184, and $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $185. Dressed delivered prices were $3 to $4 lower in Nebraska at $293 and $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $293. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.20 higher Friday afternoon at $300.57 hundredweight. Select was 39 cents higher at $295.54. Estimated total cattle slaughtered last week of 603,000 head was 10,000 head fewer than the previous week and 8,000 head fewer than the same week a year earlier. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 8.9 million head was 482,000 head fewer, or 5.1% less year-over-year. Year-to-date estimated beef production of 7.5 billion pounds was 251.6 million pounds less, or 3.3% less. Turning to row crops, grain and soybean futures rallied Friday as funds appeared to exit positions amid risk-off sentiment in equity markets. Corn futures closed 5 to 6 cents higher through July of 25 and then mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. Kansas City wheat futures closed 5 to 8 cents higher through May of 25 and then mostly 3 cents higher. And soybean futures closed 11 to 14 cents higher through Jan of 25 and then 6 to 9 cents higher.
Whoa, Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Calves and feeder cattle sold lower to sharply lower at the Friday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 750 to 899 pounds sold generally $8 to $10 lower at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 5,326 head. Heifers weighing 600 to 649 pounds sold $6 to $8 lower and then $10 to $12 lower at 650 to 699 pounds, but $3 to $5 lower at 700 to 799 pounds. Also in South Dakota, at Herod Livestock Auction, steers weighing 700 to 749 pounds and 800 to 849 sold $4 to $8 lower. Steers weighing 750 to 799 and 850 to 899 pounds traded steady to $2 lower. There is no trend for heifers, and there are 2,861 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold week to $5 lower at Santa Teresa Livestock Auction in New Mexico. Steer calves and yearlings weighing more than 500 pounds sold $5 to $10 lower. Spayed heifers weighing less than 400 pounds sold steady and then $10 to $15 lower at heavier weights. There are 1,970 head on offer, all Mexican origin. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder classes sold $3 to $10 lower in Alabama, $2 to $10 lower in Georgia, steady in Mississippi, and mostly $1 to $4 lower in Florida. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Friday with pressure from inflation concerns and wobbly corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 475 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 75 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 267 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 59 cents to 64 cents higher through the front six contracts. Counter-seasonally heavier carcass weights are moderating less cattle slaughter, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center. LMIC analysts note in the latest Livestock Monitor that dress steer and heifer carcass weights have risen the past 8 weeks. They explain that fed cattle dressed weights usually fall reliably from January to June and then move up from July to November. Some years, LMIC analysts say, the seasonal pattern is less pronounced than others, but rarely is the opposite trend seen in cattle dressed weights. At least some of the reason dress weights are heavier, they say, is that marketings have been slower and the number of cattle on feed for more than 150 days is higher. Daily marketings in March were estimated to be in the low 80,000 head per day, a small number given that cattle on feed is above a year ago. LMIC analysts say cattle on feed for more than 150 days reached 2.7 million head in February, resembling numbers seen during the pandemic and post-pandemic supply chain problems. Through the first quarter, according to LMIC, cattle harvest was down an estimated 5%, but average cattle carcass weights were up 2%, meaning the beef production was down 3.5%. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.